games on the schedule?
No!
That doesn't stop us from talking football. This is the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development. Here are your hosts, past WFCA President Tom Swiddle and WSSP High School Insider Big Time Mike McGiver.
Welcome into the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development. I'm Mike McGivern, alongside my co-host, Tom Swiddle, former head football coach at Brookfield East. Coach, how are you?
I'm great, Mike. How are you?
Man, we got a jam-packed show today.
We sure
bro.
Do. A special show.
Yeah, it is a special show. This is one of my favorites each year when we start talking about the All-Star games and the meaning behind the games. Not just the game themselves, but everything that goes with it. And let me run down real quick our lineup. We're going to talk to Sarah, who is the regional special events manager at Children's Hospital, right off the start of the show, and she's on hold. We'll get to her in 1 second. Aaron Gordon is a parent of a player who is going to be
son Brandon.
Son Brandon, who is going to be on the North Large team and a patient at Children's Hospital, and she's really involved at Children's Hospital. We'll talk to her at 10:15. At 10:30, Pat Crowley. Good old Pat, going to be in studio, looking forward to seeing him. 10:45, Kevin Bullis, the head coach at UW-Whitewater. 11 o'clock, Daryl Sims, the AD at UW-Oshkosh, is going to join us. At 11:15, in studio, Major Jerome Greco, U.S. Marine. Marines are a game sponsor.
Yes.
And we're going to talk with him and thank him for his service. 11:30, J.P. Kadoran, we'll have him on for a couple segments. And I need to keep us on track today. I can't go long today, can I?
No, you cannot. Yeah,
that's hard for an Irish boy. I got to be honest with you. Joining us online right now, she is the regional special events manager at Children's Hospital of Wisconsin, and she is busy this time of year. Sarah Montanati. Sarah, how are you today?
I'm great, Mike. How are you? Hi, Tom.
Good morning, Sarah.
Sarah, thanks for a couple of minutes of your time. So the snowball starts to roll down the hill, man, and it's we're ready to go a week from today, right?
Ready or not. No, we are ready. The boys, they start arriving tomorrow, so everybody, the excitement is high.
Well, the game itself, and the more I talk to you, Tom, about this, and Sarah, the game itself is really special, but so much that goes in to getting the game on the field and the things that happen behind the scenes that maybe not everybody know about, I think is the most important part. But the game's at UW-Oshkosh Titan Stadium, July 15th, so a week from today. 10 a.m. is the 8-man All-Star game, 2 o'clock the small school, 6 o'clock the large school All-Star game. And the games, if you can't get up there in person, the games will be broadcast, Time Warner, Cable 32, a Spectrum, and MyTV 14 in Madison, WKBT in La Crosse, Eau Claire. So it's being broadcast
statewide.
I would recommend to get up there if you can. Get up and see these games in person and understand what these kids have gone through. This is the last high school game they're going to play. Their week that starts now is pretty intense, and they're going to enjoy the week, and it's something they'll remember the rest of their lives. Sarah, let's talk a little bit about Children's Hospital of Wisconsin. You guys have been a great partner to the WFCA in this thing, and a special week for you as well.
Absolutely. So this is our 10th year as a partner with the WFCA. We've been partners since essentially 2006. So in 2016, the players and coaches raised more than $450,000 for our organization. So we are hoping that we are going to break last year's total as well. It's such a prestigious honor for these players to be involved in this game. And what I hear overwhelmingly is the impact that they make for Children's Hospital is one of the most special things about it. So,
Sarah, I had a chance, a really good friend of mine, and I'll just name him Mike Bush. He's a guy that I've known for a long time. I hate to even say how many years, but his grandson spent a lot of time at Children's Hospital this last year. And I got a chance to go up there a couple of times. And to walk through Children's Hospital and to go see this young man and to watch the care that he was given, I knew I knew at that point that I was going to talk to you about this and what a special experience it was. You get a whole different perspective of the great work that you guys do at Children's Hospital when you have somebody like I had, a really good friend of mine's grandson that needed Children's Hospital badly. He was in rough shape. And to go up there and see how their family had been treated and how this young man, the progress that he made, and he's doing much better now, I can't thank you and the people from Children's Hospital enough.
Well, it is sure gratifying work, I'll tell you that. Children's is ranked among the best children's hospital in the nation, which means that our families, like the friends of yours, they don't have to travel outside of the state for medical care when the unthinkable happens. So our vision, we always try to say our vision is that Wisconsin's kids are the healthiest in the nation, and everything that we do is driven by that. So now more than ever, philanthropy is essential to deliver on this vision, and philanthropy fundraising through the WFCA All-Star Game is critical to provide programs and services to our families that don't necessarily get paid for by insurance or payers or Medicaid. So we need to rely on organizations like the WFCA and this All-Star Game to raise money for us. So behind every program, I was just going to say, behind every program that we have that we deliver on is a benefactor or a crowd of volunteers or a partnership like the one we have with the WFCA, which has raised, you know, more than $3 million in our partnership, that we, you know, with the help of the WFCA sharing in our purpose and understanding our need of support, we can continue to have those meaningful and long-term community investments through the state.
And you know what's amazing, Sarah, is that virtually every player, somebody in their family, somebody they know has been a part of Children's Hospital at some point in time. My own son, TC, who played in the game last year, had eye surgery at Children's Hospital at 18 months old. I mean, it's everybody has a connection to Children's Hospital in some way. And certainly, you know, our partnership with the Children's Hospital from the WFCA's perspective is just wonderful. One of the things we wanted to do is keep all the money in the state.
Right.
When we partnered with Children's Hospital, we wanted the money to be in the state of Wisconsin. And as Sarah said, since 2007, the first game that we really worked with Children's Hospital was 2007, which I was luckily the head coach for the South that year. And I remember it well. That was the first year. And to think that $3 million, Mike, has been raised since then.
That's an incredible number. And I love the fact that Sarah's willing to say that on the air, because people have to understand that the amount of money that stays right here to Children's Hospital of Wisconsin is a tremendous amount of money. This is so much more than just a football game. You know, you get a chance to go see some all-star football games or all-star basketball or all-star baseball, and there isn't any, you know, it's a great event, but there's nothing on the back end of it. There's so much on the back end of this. And I can tell you this, Sarah, Aiden Bush, and that's my son's grandson, he could not have been in better hands. And he spent a lot of time there. He was there for a long time. And he's out now, They give so much credit and love back to Children's Hospital when you talk to them about the care that he was given. So when you get a chance, if you get a chance to go up to this game, can people still donate, Sarah?
Absolutely. You bet. If people want to go to chw.org/WFCA, you can make a donation to a player or a coach. Or you can make a general donation to Children's Hospital of Wisconsin.
Well, our goal is to go above 450. That's
you
the
got
goal.
It.
If we can get closer to 500, then next year when we have Jan, we're saying, okay, let's go to 550 if we can. You know how these things work. But
well, you know, you're setting these records, Sarah, in just your second year. I mean, this is your second year, and look what you've done already in 2 years.
Oh, that's so sweet of you to say. Well, I'll tell you, under my umbrella of events, I have many, many events that I manage. I'm actually out on location right now at an event in DePere that benefits Children's Hospital. And I'll tell you that the All-Star Game experience is my favorite event all year round. I had such a pleasure of working with these players and coaches and leadership from the WFCA last year. And at some point throughout the day, I just had to sort of pinch myself and say, this is my gig. This is so awesome.
That's my job.
I didn't do this.
Well, hey, Tom.
So it's my honor.
Hey, last question before we get to a break. When I keep talking about there's so much more to it, we've had this conversation, but these young guys, these seniors in high school that are going to this to say, hey, look, I get a chance to play one more football game. At the end of that game, not only do they make great friends with guys they never thought they'd be friends with, and they get to play again on Titan Stadium, but they learn a lot about Children's Hospital.
They do, and one of the most heart-wrenching moments for me was when the Children's Hospital patients came and visited us at training camp in Whitewater, and to listen to those stories of the parents and the children that talked, it really makes an impact on all of the players.
And that impact will stay with those guys the rest of their life.
Absolutely.
Sarah, thank you so much. Try to get a little sleep this weekend if possible, because next week's going to get busy.
I know, and I'll rely on all this energy and adrenaline to get me through. We're good. We're good.
That and a Red Bull or a cup of coffee, one of the two. She is Sarah Montanati. She is the regional special events manager at Children's Hospital of Wisconsin. Sarah, have a great weekend.
You guys too. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Sarah.
You bet. Again, chw.org/WFCA. I'll continue to give you that website throughout the show, because we're talking to a bunch of people that are just totally involved with the All-Star Game that's coming up next week. It is the 15th at Titan Stadium. Again, 10 a.m. for the 8-man All-Star Game, 2 o'clock for the small school, 6 o'clock the large school kicks off. And again, you can certainly go to WFCA page or chw.org/WFCA if you want to donate. All the money stays here, Children's Hospital of Wisconsin. When we get to a break, Erin Gordon is going to join us. She's a parent of Brennan Gordon, who is he is a patient at Children's Hospital, but he's playing for the North Large team. We're going to talk to her on the other side of the break. This is the WFCA High School Coaches Show. High school football. See where I go? Right to that high school football coaches show. WFCA show presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development. I'm Mike McGivern, alongside my co-host, past president, WFCA Hall of Fame member, former head football coach at Brookfield East, Tom Swiddle. We are now joined by Erin Gordon, parent of Brennan Gordon. Brennan's playing for the North Large team in the All-Star Game coming up. He's also a patient at Children's Hospital. And talking to Tom, Erin is very involved with Children's Hospital and volunteers there. And Erin, thank you so much for a couple minutes of your time. How are you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing good. Yeah, a week away from the All-Star Game. It's an exciting time.
Yeah, we're busy packing, getting ready to bring Brandon down tomorrow morning.
Brandon's looked at the weather. It's going to be hot, man. Yeah. It's going to be hot.
It always is. It always is. So Brandon's very excited about the game, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, we got Brandon, too. Brandon, how you feeling today? Everything's good?
Yeah, I'm getting really excited to go down.
I got to ask you, Brandon, are you bringing your own air conditioner for Gruenhagen Hall at Oshkosh?
Yeah, I'm bringing my own air conditioner.
So smart.
Yeah.
So,
now, you North guys are smart. My South guys never did that.
Hey, Brandon,
he can make a lot of friends, because he actually is going to be the only one with an air-conditioned room.
Yeah. You know what? And coaches. They'll all be in your room.
Oh, gosh.
Brandon, where did you go to high school?
I went to Menasha.
Excellent.
Brandon, just a moment talking to you, and in terms of this game and being able to meet a lot of players, many of whom you've probably played against, have heard about, you must be really excited to starting this thing tomorrow. And I guarantee you, by the end of the week, you're going to have 45 brand new friends,
yeah.
You know, for life, and you're going to wonder, where did the week go?
Yeah, Coach Hinkins has been texting us, telling us that it's important that, and he's just telling us that he wants us to make all new friends this week, and we're all going to be family by the end of the week, and that's what he wants us to do.
Brandon, can you talk a little bit about your experience at Children's Hospital? You were a patient there?
Yep. I've been a patient for about 2 years, and going there, it's been life-changing. I really like it there. All the nurses and doctors are excellent there. They treat me like I'm family there, and that's just really important to me. It's just really good there.
Hey, Aaron, can you talk a little bit about why Brennan's been a patient there?
Oh, sure. Brennan was born with cystic fibrosis, which is a genetic disease that affects the lungs and the digestive system. So he was diagnosed at a month old. So he has actually been a children's patient his entire life. We moved to this area 6 years ago, and that's what brought us to Children's in Milwaukee. And he spends approximately 2 weeks to a month every year at Children's getting treatment that he needs for his cystic fibrosis. We're there for quarterly checkups, pretty much everything that he needs. That's where we head.
Hey, Aaron, I have a nephew, Connor Myers, who was diagnosed at I believe, a month or 2 months old with CF as well. And he is 22 years old, doing great, feeling good. I get on him a little bit. I think he needs to take care of his body a little bit better and take care of some of the stuff that he needs to pay special attention to. But my sister and her family would highly recommend Children's Hospital as well, and I think they've had the same kind of experience that you and Brennan and Dennis have had. And when we can do a high school football all-star game and give back the kind of money that the WFCA has done throughout the years to a place like Children's Hospital, it just makes a lot of sense for all of us to get involved.
Yeah, and our goal this year, you know, when Brandon was asked to play, we wanted to take that time and give back, you know, what we could. So, and, you know, Brandon and I and Dennis all talked, and we're like, you know, we just want to run with this, and we just want to, you know, raise money and give back. And that's exactly what we did. I think currently Brandon's at $9,200.
Wow.
Wow.
Hey, you know, we can add to that. You know how? We go to chw.org/WFCA. And when you go there, Brandon Gordon is his name. So if you're feeling led to give a little bit after this show, I think there's going to be a number of people that will. Let's get him over 10 grand. chw.org/WFCA and go to Brandon Gordon, Brannen Gordon. And if you're going to donate some money, let's put it on his number and see if we can't get him over 10 grand.
Aaron, I know you've, besides your involvement in this particular game with Brandon, but you've done other things for Children's Hospital volunteer-wise. What are some of the things that you've been involved in besides the All-Star game?
I've helped them out with Race for a Reason, and that's like it's a go-kart race that they have up here in the Fox Valley. We just did an event in Green Bay. Forgive me because I don't remember the name of the event. pretty much whatever Denise and Sarah need, if I'm available, I'm there to help. It's Children's Hospital and Children's Miracle Network, and they've all been so important to us that they're my favorite things to give back to. And the All-Star game is the highlight of our year. I mean, it's the one thing that we look forward to every year, because just to meet these players and tell Brennan's story, and it's awesome.
Well, I think what a great thing for not only these other players are going to get a chance to meet Brennan, but for him to be part of this thing and spend the week. He's the smartest kid out there bringing an air conditioner, I think. You know, that's
right.
That's the way he rolls those Menasha people. Some smart people up there, I think. Brandon, what now with cystic fibrosis? Are you able to? Did you play high school football?
Yep, I played all 4 years in high school.
You did. What position?
Wide receiver.
Good for you. Because I'm looking at the stats, 5'9", 140. I know you weren't inside being a guard or a tackle or anything. I'm glad you're a wide receiver. Catch the ball and catch the ball and get out of bounds a little bit, Brandon. That's what I'm looking for, all right?
Yep.
Catch it and get out of bounds. Guys, thank you so much. We really appreciate your time. Again, chw.org/WFCA. When you go on that website, look up Brandon Gordon. And let's see if we as a group can't get him over the $10,000 mark. Again, all the money stays right here. Our Children's Hospital of Wisconsin doing a great job with the partnership for the All-Star Game in the WFCA. Guys, thanks a lot. Brandon, have a good week. Enjoy yourself.
Thank you.
Thank you, Aaron. And thank Dennis for us as well.
All right, thank you.
You bet. Guys, let's get to a break. Other side of the break, Pat Crowley going to be in studio. That's the reason we got to get out right on time, because Crowley he talks more than I do. That's an whole Irish thing. Just kidding. This is the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. This world I made, and I'm jealous of that kid. To retrace the steps he took, there's nothing. Lions. The name of the song is Grandma's Tea. Their first album is going to drop next Friday at an event at the Up and Under. Go to TangoLinesOfficial.com. A couple of Homestead football coaches. Like, my son-in-law wrote that. I asked him, I said, hey, if I listen to this song, do you say in that song you don't like your father-in-law? He said, play it backwards.
And I said, like the Beatles.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's right. Welcome back. This is the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show. We're presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development. I'm Mike McGivern, alongside my co-host Tom Swiddle, former head football coach at Brookfield East. We're joined in studio by an old friend, known this guy a long time, Pat Crowley. And the company he works for is Krausko, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, game sponsor of the All-Star Game that is July 15th in Oshkosh, Titan Stadium. Again, it's 10 o'clock, the 8-man All-Star Game, 2 o'clock, small school, 6 o'clock, large school. Patrick, it's good to see you again.
Good to see you too, Mike.
So a number of years ago, we had you in studio, and we're talking about this company. It was a startup company at that point. And what you guys are looking to do is being able to get appointments to some of the high school football coaches, because you thought you had a really good idea. Man, this thing has blown up.
It's really taken off for us. And again, thanks for having us in, and again, thanks to Tom for our now sponsorship with the WFCA and stuff like that. So, yeah, it started out with a former player of mine, Jeff Krause, who played for me at Racine Case, and he was my free safety and captain on the field, and his father, Larry. And Jeff coached me for a couple years and then went on to school and became a banker. And his father is a former engineer at Abbott Laboratories, so it's always nice to have smart friends.
And rich friends, bankers.
Yeah, there you go.
Exactly.
I have neither, by the way, so except you, Crowley.
Well,
yeah, good-looking, smart, and rich.
Well, I got a face for radio, Mike, you know that.
Yeah,
so anyways, so it kind of started out with that. Jeff came to me with this idea that we came up with years ago about a pad with arms. And what I was looking for was something that could – when we do defensive line stuff, it's got to be full speed and a technique and stuff like that. And it gets to be pretty violent. So we needed something that we could work with and develop fundamentals and technique that kids weren't going to get hurt. So he came to me with this prototype and this pad, and that started out, that was the Colt. That was how the whole thing started out. Well, then it evolved into the Colt Pro, which is a pad that's got shoulder pads on it. Now, the arms are springs covered in foam, so you can hit them and you're not going to get hurt. And that was the main thing, is we wanted to emphasize fundamentals and technique without getting hurt.
Well, and you know what? And that's the reason this whole show started. Coach Swiddle walked in here at Entercom Milwaukee and said, can I have 10 minutes of your time? And I'm like, yeah, of course. And he said, look, I believe, and a number of us coaches believe, that football's never been safer. And we're doing things as a group to assure that And this is one of the things that again, going down that avenue of let's make sure that we continue to play the sport the way it's supposed to be played, but make sure that we keep it as safe as possible.
And that's exactly we got involved with the WFCA also to spread our message and stuff like that. But the whole thing about it is, we've got people dictating what we're doing by limiting contact during practice and things of that nature, and we still need to teach fundamentals and technique so these kids continue to play, because numbers were going down. I believe numbers might be rising a little bit, but I mean, we're seeing more injuries in other sports than we are in football at this point in time. And to me, football is the greatest game in the whole world, and I wanted to protect that and be proactive in trying to keep it safe and keep it going.
What I think is important here, Mike, is Pat is a coach. He probably knows more about defensive line play than anybody I know. And so when he is developing equipment, I mean, he's developing it the right way. He's developing it in such a manner that things can be taught using the equipment. And I think that's really key in this whole thing. And our partnership, or I should say our sponsorship with Krausko, is not only the monetary benefits for the WFCA, but Pat is they're going to donate equipment to the South and the North camps. And so coaches who maybe have never had an opportunity to use Krausko equipment now has the opportunity to do so. And they can see how they can use this at practice in a safe environment.
Hey, I watched a number of the videos on your website. Let me give that website. It's KrauskoLLC.com.
Correct.
So it's KrauskoLLC.com. And go on the website, especially if you're a parent or a football coach, and make sure you have at least 15 minutes. Because you're not going to go on the website and spend a minute. Because once you get on the website, you start navigating through the website and watching those videos, it's hard to get off it.
Well, yeah, and I mean, there's other products that we have. We just talked about the Colt and the Colt Pro. We also have muzzles, which are for offensive linemen, and it's for hand development, also DBs, and they're magnetic gloves that go over your hands, and it forces offensive linemen, number one, not to hold, and number two, to use their feet. And then the other thing that we just came out with is the Circles of Trust, because we're big Meet the Parents fans. So I'm watching you, Father. And so we developed these tackle rings, and what we did is we made a better mousetrap. And our rings are labeled. They're the only ones that are labeled in the country right now. And the reason they're labeled is so when kids come in, their head has to be back and their eyes have to be open. We want them to see their target and what they're hitting and driving through. So we have three different versions, and the biggest version we have looks like a John Deere tractor tire. But I'll tell you, kids love to hit them. They really love to hit them. And the biggest thing with tackling is fear. It's not normal for most people to go run into something.
Right.
I mean, for you and me and Tom.
That's kind of normal.
But the whole thing about it is removing that fear and trusting themselves to drive through and have proper technique.
Talk a little bit about the tackling ring. I mean, you said it's as big as a John Deere tractor, your large one, but what is the sort of the technique behind that?
Well, a couple years ago, there was a trend that people started to go to because of reasons of concussions of that nature. They looked at rugby tackling.
Right.
And I played rugby for 8 years, so I understood the first practice that you can't tackle the way I did for 20 years before that. So you really have to keep your head out of it to survive, to be quite honest with you. So rugby tackling came about, and it was because of the Seattle Seahawks when they were having their great run of defense. They adopted rugby tackling, and now it's called hawk tackling. The way you and I were taught was across the bow, get your head across the bow. And there were quite a few injuries, but a lot of tackling is not straight on. It's all about angles.
Almost every tackle is an angle tackle.
Exactly. You really don't. I mean, the way we used to teach it is, there'd be a guy across from you, and you wrap him up, and you had your head on the side of the ball. Well, now that has changed a little bit, and it's because of the concussion concerns that people are having. So with the rings, what we did is we adapted them to be a version of a smaller ring for junior high kids, a 42-inch ring for your high school kids and things of that nature, and then the 52-inch ring because of Bill Young. He said he wanted a bigger ring, so we made a bigger ring. Well, what we're finding is we can use these rings and adapt them in practice for offensive linemen, for picking up blocks and using it for different techniques, for defensive linemen, obviously, for your trap play and things of that nature. And then also for linebackers and receivers. So
hey, Pat, in a couple minutes we have left, and thank you so much for coming to the studio. The Children's Hospital tie-in to the All-Star Game, I know, is important to you and to your company to get involved with a sponsorship with the All-Star Game. So thank you for that. You know a lot about these All-Star Games, and you understand the importance of, you know, these kids playing one last high school game, which is great, and they get a chance to meet all these friends. But the back end of the money that's donated that stays right here to Children's Hospital is important to your company.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, having a former player playing the All-Star Game last year, and also being a member of the WFCA, I understand the importance of Children's Hospital completely. And the benefits that these kids get from this game, they're still friends. You know, I mean, you spend 6 days together basically going through practice and stuff like that. But I know as a parent that these guys have a great connection, and they understand what a privilege and honor it is to play in this game.
Hey, there's no way that your son thought he'd have a friend from Brookfield Central, you know, or Brookfield East.
this past Christmas break, I walked downstairs in my basement at 5:30 in the morning to get on the treadmill like I do every day, and there's about five or six kids sleeping on the floor down, and one of them, Pat's son, you know, they had like a reunion at my house last year during Christmas break.
Man, that's awesome.
Yes, it is.
Patrick, thank you. It's really good to see you again, and it's been way too long.
Yeah,
it's been
absolutely.
Way too long. Congratulations on the development of this company, and I love the fact that a couple of years ago it was at one point, and you looked me right in the eye and said, "Look, this company's going places," and it is. And congratulate you and everybody else involved. Again, you can go to their website and do it when you have a few minutes. It's CrossKoLLC.com. It's CrossKoLLC.com. And start watching some of those videos. Really get a good idea on the kind of stuff that we're talking about.
You can also go to CrossKoSports.com, too, as well. So, and we'll be updating. You know, we've got video that we're going to be putting in this week from the All-Star Game. So we got a busy week this week. So
you bet. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Michael.
Yeah, say hi to everybody,
Tom,
for me.
Thanks, Pat.
Hey, we're going to get to a break. Kevin Bullis, the head football coach at UW-Whitewater, will join us on the other side of the break. This is the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development. I'm Mike McGivern alongside my co-host, former head football coach at Brookfield East. He is Tom Swiddle. We are now joined by the head football coach at UW-Whitewater. And Kevin Bullis does a great job. Coach, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. I'll tell you, we got 15 teams here for our passing jamboree, so it's a great day when you're watching some football.
Yeah,
and he can do that right out of his office window.
That's not a bad
because he's got the best office I've seen.
Air-conditioned office. Well, be able to sit. There you go.
Beautiful. Just beautiful view from his office window.
Hey, Kevin, this is a big week for high school football in the state of Wisconsin with this All-Star game. And you guys, Whitewater does a great job of hosting the teams to come up, the South large and small teams come up and practice. And you guys pretty much open your campus for these guys. I know, Tom, when you were up there, it's a really good week to be part of this thing.
Oh, it's fantastic. And you know, when you're looking at facilities at a university, you'd be hard-pressed to find any school that has better facilities than UW-Whitewater. It's you know, no wonder why UW-Whitewater is winning national championships in various sports when you take a look at what they have on campus. And, boy, Whitewater has hosted the South for years and years and have always been a most gracious host, Kevin. And let's talk a little bit about Whitewater's relationship with the South and preparation for the All-Star game. What benefits does this have for you and your program?
Well, first and foremost, Tom, I mean, it's just an honor to be a part of the Shrine Game and that experience that those, first and foremost, the money that's raised, by the WFCA for you know, for the Shriners. For
well,
the
actually,
Hospital,
I just want to correct you, Coach. It's no longer the Shrine Game. Hasn't been for 10 years. We're with Children's Hospital now.
Children's Hospital.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. My fault.
That's okay.
I misspoke there, Tom.
I know you're a longtime coach in the state and have been around a lot of Shrine Games as well.
Yeah, thank you for the correction there. But it's just an honor being a part of that.
Yeah.
And then plus just the, you know, the opportunity these young men that have to really bring just these talented young men together to really top off their high school career. And for us to be an opportunity to be a part of that whole process and that experience for those young men. I mean, we have so many of our players that have experienced that, Tom and Mike, in their career. And they talk about that week that they had here on our campus, you know, with great admiration and respect. And this is a great experience for these young men and obviously for an amazing cause.
We were talking to Kevin Bullis, the head football coach at UW-Whitewater. Hey, Tom, do you think the players have any idea what kind of facilities they're going to be able to utilize when they get to, before they get to Whitewater? If they haven't been on campus, that's an eye-opener for them.
Oh, it's to walk into Whitewater Stadium, it's beautiful. It's huge, you know, and it is eye-opening. And you can see the kids who haven't been there kind of looking around like, holy cow.
Right.
You know, this is amazing.
And that's the thing that really is amazing is, you know, that Coach Perkins had the foresight to build this stadium, Tom and Mike. And like you said, you walk into this stadium and he laid the foundation for Coach Breswitz and Coach Leipold and that experience for the young men, the all-stars coming in, is the same experience our players get to have when they come here.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. We're talking to Kevin Bullis, head football coach at UW-Whitewater. Tom, where do you think this would be if we didn't have friends like the people at Whitewater and Oshkosh? Like, where would this be taking place as far as guys practicing and with dorms? We would have to have a place like this, but if it wasn't for guys like Kevin and Coach Perkins,
right,
who had the foresight, I'm not sure that this game would be as big as it is.
Well, there's been other college campuses who have approached us about hosting and being a part of this as well, but things are so good for us at Whitewater and for the North, so good for us at Oshkosh. There's really no reason to move the training camps or the game or anything. So, you know, there would be other schools that would love to host it, but the facilities at Whitewater are, you know, second to none, and there's really no reason to move the South from Whitewater at this point in time, that's for sure. Plus, you guys are doing a lot of renovation, aren't you, Coach?
Yeah, we're actually, after this season, we're going to expand our locker room, and we're pretty excited about that. We've had we have an amazing support by our administration. We have amazing support by our alumni, and we've been able to fundraise money and continue to build on this. And that's the thing about this campus in general is they do such – the facilities are such an important piece of our university, not just our football stadium, not just our basketball arena or our field house, but – even our College of Business buildings. And this campus takes a lot of pride in its brick and mortar.
Hey, Tom, how much does the staff at Whitewater and the people around it help with setting this thing up and making sure that you guys are doing what you do?
Coach Bullis and his staff, in particular Tim Baldry, who is intimately involved in the game and hosting the South, it's not just the facilities, but it's the people there too. You know, we come off the practice field, and Tim has got for us big tubs of sport drink for the players, and you know the locker rooms are all set up. They have nameplates. You know, every individual player has a nameplate on their locker. I mean, the whole thing. It is just first class all the way. Facilities and the people.
What a great tie-in for our high school kids. And, you know, it's not like these kids are freshmen or sophomores and Whitewater's doing this so that maybe these kids, once they get to be seniors, will look at Whitewater to play football there. What, you know, Whitewater is the cream of the crop here in the state of Wisconsin. And certainly Oshkosh is right there with them, and we've got the best, I think, Division III football
without
conference
question.
In the state, in the country.
Without question.
In the country. So the fact that they roll out the red carpet for these kids the way they do, I think is just really commendable. And to get these kids a chance to see what's going on at Whitewater, these kids will talk about it for a long time.
They certainly will. And, Kevin, I have to ask you, on the average, how many of your recruits play in this game, like yearly? Oh, I know we had last year on the South Large, we had a number that went to Whitewater.
Yeah, I mean, typically we're close to a double figures.
Wow.
In the sense of young men that decide to come here and young men that we've pinpointed and things. And again, I mean, that's the beauty, Tom and Mike, is when we do recruit, when we go through the recruiting process, invite young men to our campus, we feel very good when we can walk a young man and his parents and family around here and that it's going to make a heck of an impact on them and making a decision. And obviously, I mean, we feel very good about academically what our school has to offer as well. And I do got to give kudos to Coach Baldry, or Tim Baldry, our director of football operations. I know you gentlemen mentioned he works his tail off, and it's all about making the experience great for those young men.
Well, and yeah, it is a great experience for everyone involved, and we can't thank you enough for all the things Whitewater has done and the promotion of this game.
Well, and that's. And I'll tell you this, Tom and Mike, is I've been really fortunate to be coaching football in this conference or in the state of Wisconsin since 1990. And one of the biggest things that really impressed me was the WFCA. What you gentlemen do, the tireless work, the great commitment, it's all about making the game better for the kids in the state of Wisconsin. And that's truly the underlying mission of all of this. And it's really amazing work what you gentlemen do.
Kevin, thank you very much. Coach, good luck and have a good week with these kids. And then I know you guys start getting after it pretty soon after that. So good luck with everything. Have a good summer. Try to get a little time to relax because your days are going to get longer here coming up pretty quick.
They surely will. Shoot, those high school coaches, those guys are volunteering their time this week, and they're going to be starting camp here in a couple weeks. So. Boy, my hats are off to them as well. But thank you, Mike and Tom. Really been a pleasure and an honor to get a chance to talk with you this morning.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks. That's, again, Kevin Bullis, head football coach, UW-Whitewater. We're going to get to a break. Daryl Sims, the AD at UW-Oshkosh, will join us. Not only do they host the North Large, Small, and both of the eight-man teams, but the game is also at Titan Stadium coming up on July 15th. We'll talk to Daryl Sims on the other side. This is the Pick and Save. Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
No games on the schedule?
No!
That doesn't stop us from talking football. This is the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development. Here are your hosts, past WFCA President Tom Swiddle and WSSP High School Insider Big Time Mike McGiver.
Oh, welcome back to the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development. I'm Mike McGivern alongside my co-host, past president, WFCA, WFCA Hall of Fame member and former head football coach at Brookfield East, Tom Swiddle. You know, Coach, we're trying to get a hold of Daryl Sims, and we'll continue to try to get a hold of him. But in typical Marine fashion, man, our special guest in studio, he's Major Jerome Greco here early, looking sharp as it can be, and we're just going to... We'll get a hold of Daryl, and when we do, we'll talk to him. But since we've got Major Greco in studio, we'll just move over to him. And first and foremost, thank you so much for what you do, Major Greco. I always impressed with Marines. You guys are always on time, ready to go.
Well, thank you, Mike. Glad to be here. And in fact, if we're not 15 minutes early, we're late in the Marine Corps.
Well, that's bad. That's the reason they didn't let me in, I think. No, I'm just kidding. Thank you so much for your sponsorship and what you do with the All-Star Game. It's the first year that you guys are going to be involved. I want to just thank you for your sponsorship and getting involved with this.
Absolutely, and thanks for the opportunity. You know, partnering with elite high school athletes, especially in the contact sports, is really a natural place for the Marine Corps to be.
You know, you were on the couch when we had Coach Crowley in and talking about, you know, the stuff they're doing to make it safer, to make playing high school football safer. I love the fact when Coach Crowley said, look, it's a violent sport, and you have to be able to simulate that in some of the drills we do. And I saw you shaking your head, very similar to some of the stuff that you guys do in the Marine Corps.
Well, absolutely. I mean, it is, you know, it's an inherently dangerous job, but the strength of the Corps is its people. And if we don't protect our people, there is no Marine Corps. So whether it's in training or in combat, right, we go to the nth degree to make sure our people are as safe as they can possibly be.
You're a New York boy?
Well, New Jersey. Originally.
New Jersey.
South Jersey, though, so I associate with Philadelphia.
Okay. So you're
trying to turn him on to the Packers, but he's an Eagles fan.
Anyway, let's get to Daryl Zip.
Next topic.
Hey, 4th and 26, I'll never forget as long as I live.
Man,
that's still painful for us Packer boys. I'm just telling you. How long have you been in the Marine Corps? And if I can't ask, I love asking you guys, the motivation for you when you joined, did you join out of high school?
Effectively, yes. So I've been in the active Marine Corps for about 14 years.
Good for you.
In high school, yeah, I was an athlete, football player, wrestler, and that's really, those sports are what sort of formed me as a young man, and something about the military attracted me, and I didn't know much about it, like most young men and women don't out there, and I actually applied for and got a Navy scholarship to college, and reported to training, and saw a few Marines there, and just it was an instant connection. I wanted to be like those guys. There was something special about the way they carried themselves. The way they acted. So I switched my scholarship to the Marine Corps. The Marines put me through college. I owed them 4 years in the back end and loved it, still love it. So I'm still doing it 14 years later.
Man, and we want to thank you for what you do. We really do. And you know, in the world that we live in, we need more guys like you. And I'm glad that you know, you see our student-athletes that as possible people that can take over and get involved in the Marine Corps and take over for, you know, guys that are saying, okay, look, I've been here 14, 15, 20 years. Maybe I'm going to move on. But the young guys are the people that we need that are willing to go out and protect us.
Well, that's absolutely right. And, you know, the values that you need to be a successful high school student athlete are exactly the same values that make you a successful Marine, right? The teamwork, the courage, the dedication to something a little bigger than yourself. It's
right.
The kind of things we're looking for in a young man.
You know, the definition of team is two or more horses pulling in a similar direction for a common goal. And that, you know, as coaches, that's what we talk about with our kids. And in the Marine Corps, very similar. You know, you guys are a team, and it can't be one guy trying to be a showboat. It's everybody's got to stay together and follow directions.
Well, that's right. I mean, when you go to boot camp in the Marine Corps, which is the longest and toughest boot camp in the U.S. military, you will not use the pronoun I. You'll refer to yourself in the third person, and there is no individual success or failure. There's only team success and failure.
Do you miss were you a pretty good athlete, pretty good high school football player?
I was pretty good. I didn't make the state all-star team,
it's
but
okay.
I was pretty good.
For kids, and you know, I'm still coaching high school basketball, and I try to explain to kids that are juniors and seniors in high school that one day you're going to really miss this, that this is really a great time in your life, that you get to compete with guys that you went to grade school with, that you walked down the halls with in high school. And a lot of these guys keep thinking, well, when I get to college, it's going to be bigger and better. And if you could go back and play one more high school football game, and go through the week of practice and play one more Friday night home game, man, there's not many things you wouldn't give up to do that.
Oh, man, I think back to the play I screwed up on my junior year.
We all do.
Yeah,
so, yes, I would love to replay that moment and catch that interception and run it back for six, but I didn't.
Man, and that's something. And how many years ago was this?
Oh, yeah.
Gosh, 20-plus.
Yeah, and it still grinds on you a little bit.
It does.
And let's put this concept of team into the framework of the All-Star game. The players will be reporting tomorrow, Sunday, and they're playing a game on Saturday. In 6 days, they will become a team. They will be, as we've described, I don't know how many times on this show, Mike, they're going to become family. They're going to become best friends. It's just a great experience, the All-Star Game. So another, I don't know, parallel, I guess, to the United States Marines being a part of this great game.
Hey, you had talked about pop and circumstance. It's going to add quite a bit to the whole day.
It is. I just think, you know, we had the Army and Air Force in previous years, many years ago, a part of the game, and I just felt like, you know, it brought a certain aura to the game that was missing in the years that we don't have it. And we're so pleased to be on board now with the United States Marine to be able to have their color guard be a part of the national anthem. And you know, just at the All-Star Banquet on Friday night, every player is going to receive a gift bag, if you will. I don't know what else to call it, of items from the Marines, et cetera.
So back in the day, you started with the minor leagues, and now you've made it up to the major leagues with the Marines. That's what you're thinking, right, Major?
I respect all the services. I am naturally biased.
Yeah, and you should be naturally biased. Where are you? Are you stationed right here now? You live in the area?
I personally live in the area. I'm responsible for recruiting for Wisconsin, the Upper Peninsula, and Northern Illinois. So we got about 85 Marines. Who every day are out in the communities, out in the high schools, out at sporting events, looking for those young men and women who have a desire to challenge themselves, do something a little bigger than themselves, and learn more about the Marine Corps.
I think that's really important. It gets harder and harder,
yeah,
I think, to reach some of the kids. I'm not getting political on a football show, but millennials now, a little bit difficult at times to reach and get them to understand how important that is.
Well, absolutely, and we have data that bears that out. I mean, the propensity to serve is lower today than it was decades ago. And I always say to people and educators, the Marine Corps is not for everybody. We don't want it to be for everybody, but it's for more people than realize it. The opportunities are tremendous. Self-discipline, self-reliance, leadership, management, job skills, college education. I mean, the Marine Corps has put me through college and two master's degrees and paid me the whole time. Just tremendous opportunities that we want to educate the people about.
I was the military liaison at Wauwatosa East for, I don't know, 25 years or however long it was. And I can tell you that in a typical graduating class at Wauwatosa East, we might send 4 to 5 of our graduates onto the military. And of that group, there's always at least a couple that are going to be going to the Marine Corps. And the transformation that takes place between graduation and when they come back, say Christmas time after boot camp, it's amazing.
It's
a different person. Well, in 6, 7, 8 months, they have become a different person.
Well, you've used the right word, Tom. We call it a transformation. When you go to 13 weeks of boot camp at Parris Island or San Diego, we refer to it as a transformation. And at the end of that experience, there's something called the crucible. 54 grueling hours, almost no sleep, almost no food. Upon successful completion of that event, that crucible, you'll be granted your Eagle, Globe, and Anchor, which is the symbol of the United States Marine Corps. I've seen this ceremony on top of a mountain in San Diego, and I've seen dozens of young men, tough young men, cry. I mean, it's such a magical moment. It's a transformation.
You know, I have, before we get to a break, and it's a different, it's the Army, but there's a young man that he's a son of the pastor at my church, and I coached all of his sons. And Kurt Keltner was a small, squirrely kid that would get under my skin, and he was a good basketball player, but he'd drive you nuts. He would just drive you nuts. And he went in to the Army. And he's now in Ranger training as we speak. He started it on Monday. And so he's in day 4 or day 5 of Ranger training. He's now 6'4". He's massive. And his three older brothers that used to beat up on him all the time, now it's unless the three of them are together, they don't pick on him. And everything is yes or no, sir. Coach, I can't tell you how great it was playing for it. This kind of stuff that before he, and you talk transformation, before that happened, this was a guy that he was curious and about some things that maybe he shouldn't be curious about. And all of a sudden he made that decision that what he needed was some discipline in his life. And it has been incredible.
It's life-changing.
It is life-changing. And guess what? He's not getting out of college owing all this money that he has to pay back because guess what? They're picking this up for them. And I think that people have to understand that there's a way to go through school, serve your country, and be able to get out of college without owing much money.
Absolutely. We talk about a student loan crisis in this country. I mean, there are other ways to pay for college, and the Marine Corps is one of them.
Hey, can you hang out for another segment if we need you?
Of course.
Is that okay? He is Major Jerome Greco, and wife and daughter living in the Germantown area,
wife
right?
Wife and a four-year-old daughter who's celebrating her half birthday today.
She's
too cold in the winter.
She's four and a half. Are they listening?
I hope so. I told them to.
I hope so as well. Is it Elena?
Elena.
And
Asia.
Asia.
Yes.
Man, that's awesome. Well, good for you. Is Elena a Wisconsin girl or...
She's not. She cried when I told her we're going to Wisconsin because she's from California. And now she absolutely loves it. She loves the state. She loves the people. And she loves Germantown.
Thank you, Elena. She's going to be a cheesehead, right?
Well, yes,
we'll
hopefully.
Elena, I'll get you a Packer jersey just to get kind of that transformation started. Let's get to a break again. In studio with us is Major Jerome Greco. The Marine Corps is a sponsor of the All-Star Game this year, July 15th, Titan Stadium, up in Oshkosh. Again, raising money, and we're going to talk to Major Greco about that on the other side of the break, raising money for Children's Hospital. All the money stays right here in the state, and it goes to the Children's Hospital. And I think it's very important that people understand, as you listen to the show, if you feel like you're being led to give, chw.org/WFCA is where you can go if you want to give. And we talked with Brennan Gordon a little bit earlier. He's a young man that's playing in this All-Star game. He has cystic fibrosis, and we're trying to get him over the hump. I think he was at $9,200 with a goal of raising $10,000 for this event. And you can, again, chw.org/WFCA and look up Brennan Gordon. If you want to put some money on somebody's tab, that's where you go with this. This is the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Tom Swiddle, head football coach at Brookfield East. We're joined in studio, Major Jerome Greco from the Marine Corps. They are a sponsor of the All-Star Games coming up next Saturday at Titan Stadium. 10 o'clock, the 8-man, 2 o'clock, the small school All-Star Game, and 6 o'clock, the large school All-Star Game. And we're thanking Major Greco for being involved in this event. And I know that, Major Greco, that it's important for you guys to be able to talk to and touch student-athletes. But the idea that this game gives back so much money to Children's Hospital is really important to you guys as well.
Yeah, I mean, how can it not be, right? As a human being, like, there's no cause that is probably more noble than helping children get life-saving care, right? I mean, I have a daughter. I have 85 Marines who work for me, most of whom have young children, a lot of whom who get care at Children's Hospital. So it's critically important, and it's something you can't possibly not support.
And age is four and a half.
Four and a half today.
Four and a half today. You know, I've got two kids, three grandsons, and so we have spent some time at Children's Hospital along with a really good friend of mine's grandson that spent a lot of time there this year. And so the importance of making sure that Children's Hospital, you know, is well-funded. And like you said, Tom, everybody is touched by Children's Hospital one way or the other. And I know that you're not from here, but you know the importance that Children's Hospital is one of the top three ranked Children's Hospitals in the country.
It's absolutely. And if you ever were on or yet at Children's Hospital and on the, you know, various floors there, they have a, I'm going to have the wrong name for it. It's like a teen center or a teen room. And Dan Brunner and I did a promo there several years ago. And all of that whole teen room, everything in there from the foosball tables to the TVs, everything's in there based on the participation of the All-Stars and the games. And I got my butt whipped by a young patient there playing foosball. It was quite...
What were you thinking?
I don't know. What I used to be pretty good at that
Did
in college in the bars.
Or, yeah,
No.
You better not just spin it.
No, yeah. But he whipped me. And, of course, Dan was laughing at me. But anyway, everything in that room that is used on a daily basis by patients at Children's Hospital has been provided by the All-Star Games. It's just one example of you know what is going on there with us and them.
Well, and these kids, again, and you're going to see this firsthand, Major Greco, that these kids, we talked about transformation last segment, about you know when somebody goes in the military and they come home, there is a transformation that goes on for these players, and it happens for a couple of reasons. One is, you know, as an ex-high school football player, who was your rival, by the way?
Delran High School,
okay.
New Jersey.
If all of a sudden you got to spend a week with a guy from Delran, you would have been like, I'm not doing that. I don't like
smack
them.
Talking.
And then all of a sudden you spend that week together, and you go through that journey together, and it's hot, and you're on the field for a long time, and then you get a chance to meet some people from Children's Hospital, and you realize the game is bigger than just a football game. And all of a sudden, that guy's your buddy, and he could be your buddy for the rest of your life, similar to what you do in the Marine Corps.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the relationships you form during adversity, right, periods of challenge, those are the relationships that last forever. And something like forming a team and preparing for a tough physical game, I mean, that's going to form relationships that are going to last.
Well, another thing that's going to impress you, Major Greco, you're going to be an honored guest at the All-Star Banquet on Friday night, and you are going to speak and say a few words, but there's going to be some testimonial at the banquet that is built on participants of Children's Hospital and their story, and you know, there's usually a video of some sort, you know. It's really heart-wrenching to see, you know, some of these stories that are out there with these children, and it just adds to everything. It just adds, you know, to everything.
You know, when we're talking to Major Greco, you know, understand, and I have his bio in front of me, and I'm not going to read the whole thing, but understand this. He's led Marines in combat, deploying twice to Iraq, twice to Afghanistan, once as part of a crisis response in the Persian Gulf. He's been stationed in Hawaii, California, Virginia, and the Pentagon. So, we're talking to a guy who has seen some stuff that I don't think a lot of us want to even know about. And when we thank him for his service, we truly thank him for his service. You know, you watch the movie A Few Good Men. Have you seen that movie?
Of course.
When he says, hey, look, just say thank you. Unless you want to pick up a gun and help us here, just stop and say thank you. And that's what we're doing. Not only thanking you for your service, but for the fact that you understand the importance of the WFCA All-Star Game, and you guys reached out and you're a part of this thing, and I think it's just really commendable, and you'll have a lot of fun up there, meet some really good people, and you'll get a chance to get to know some of these really good student-athletes from the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, I look forward to it, you know, and I appreciate your words of thanks, and you know, what I tell people, and it's not about politics or policy, right? I mean, at the end of the day, America is the greatest country in the world. And that doesn't happen without a secure America, right? And the Marine Corps is part of that security overseas and at home. And that's why we serve, right? And nothing's more American than football in the Marine Corps. I think it goes together.
Yeah, hey, Germantown's a little nicer than some of those places you were in, isn't it?
It's a little colder, that's for sure.
You can handle the cold. I bet you never want to see sand there for a while again.
Yeah, it's true. Plenty of sand overseas. But honestly, I enjoy deploying. You know, I feel like as a Marine, you know, you're a part of history, living history.
Did you always know, and maybe this comes back from playing high school football, that you had that leadership quality in you? Because you led. I mean, this is a big part of your life. Do you remember when that, I don't know if it's thrust upon us or if it's something that you're born with and you have. And I've seen it both ways. I've seen guys... kids that never thought they had that leadership role, and then as coaches, if we're able to maneuver them and make them believe they have it, it really works well. Was that something that you had at an early age?
I don't know that I did. You know, it wasn't until I joined the Marine Corps and the Marine Corps expects everybody to develop into a leader. Right? If you're going to serve in the Marine Corps for more than a couple of years, you're going to be a leader. and they train you to do that, and they coach you, and they mentor you. So really, I don't think it was until the Marine Corps that I realized the leadership potential I had, and I started to develop. And you're always growing, right? I mean, there's no, you haven't ever arrived as a leader. Really, I think it was the Marine Corps.
Well, you're going to meet some really impressive young men here coming up in the next week, and I hope that there are some young men that are not sure about their future, exactly what they want to do. This is a great option for them, and not only thank you for what you've done for our country, but getting involved and being part of what this All-Star Game represents for the state of Wisconsin. It's a really good partnership and a great fit.
I appreciate the opportunity to be a part of it, and I think it's going to be an awesome game, and thank you for what you all do, putting it together and helping these young men.
Elena, Elena, thanks for listening. I'm going to get you that Packers shirt or a cheese head or something. Asia, happy 4.5 birthday. You guys having a cake and stuff today?
You know, I work pretty hard. My wife planned the whole thing, so I just got to show up. I have no idea.
You know, if
I mowed the lawn last night.
If they have extra cake, Tom and I, Jeff, we're all Asia. You know, Asia, if you want to say at your birthday party, I can juggle, but that's about it. Hey, Major, thank you. It's really good to meet you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You bet, guys. Let's get to a break. Other side of the break, we're going to talk to JP Cadorn, and he'll talk a little bit about the game, and they're televising, and he knows as much about high school sports as anybody. This is the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. This world I made, and I'm jealous of that kid. To retrace the steps he took, there's nothing. Tango Lines, name of the song, Grandma's Tea, their first CD is dropping on Friday. They're having a party. They're playing at the Up and Under Friday night. And I would ask you to go out and support these guys. Tango Lines Official is their website. Two coaches at Homestead, some teachers at Homestead, and then the song Grandma's Tea was written by my son-in-law, John Bonner. And again, I asked him, does it say anywhere in there, I hate my father-in-law? And he said, just don't play it backwards. So it's a really good song, good album, and you guys will have a good time if you head out there. Again, Tango Lines, Friday night, Up and Under on Brady. We are now joined by J.P. Cadorn, Spectrum Sports, televising the small and large games from Oshkosh, from Titan Stadium, next week. If you can't get to the game, 2 o'clock small school all-star game, 6 o'clock large school. JP's going to be exhausted by the end of that, running up and down the sidelines.
Oh, man. JP, he puts in some serious mileage, Mike.
He's still in good enough shape to get up and down those sidelines, aren't you?
You guys comment on that. I think that might be your favorite part of the game, is watching me, because we have cameras on one side, and you know, I try and give some equal love to both sides. So, yeah, I got to do a little running. I got to go. Somebody scores a touchdown, I run over there and grab them, bring them to the good side with the camera on it. I don't mind. That's what I'm willing to do for the people. You know
for the people.
They offered me a golf cart.
Yeah, but I haven't gotten that offer yet.
Yeah, you know what? It's a souped-up golf cart with air conditioning, the whole bit. I might let you take a ride in it, but you know, other than that, I want to see you race back and forth.
Yeah.
JP, how you been? Everything's good?
Been great. I love this because I was talking to Coach Swiddle. You know, this is the start for me. Last week, or kind of the beginning of this week, started looking at the rosters and the fundraising totals and everything, and that gets into next week's game. Then after next week's game, Packers training camp starts in like 12 days. Then it's Badgers camp starting, and then high school football starts July 31st. So everything, this is a start of fall. This is a start of, it's a nice kickoff for me.
Start of fall.
You know, hey,
July 8th.
Tom, you're smiling. But if you were still coaching at Brookfield East and he said start of camp is July 31st, that smile would have went away, I think.
Well, I'm telling you, for years and years and years, it would be like July 4th is the end of summer for me. It's just like all I can think about after July 4th. Well, I was thinking about it before then too, but it's like July 4th is the reality of, oh my gosh, football is in a month.
Yeah. Everybody likes it. All the normal people in the world, they always talk about Labor Day as their end of summer, and I've never felt that way as a professional. As soon as college was done, I knew that come middle of, for me, it was more like middle of August. As soon as the first Friday night hit, Then my Fridays are booked, most Saturdays, and pretty much all my Sundays are booked. So
yeah,
I certainly don't mind it.
I'm with you, JP. That first Thursday Night Lights high school football game of the week.
Yep.
And then from there, it's Friday Night Scoreboard Show, Saturday morning Varsity
yep.
Blitz. And, man, by about week seven, I'm shot. And I'm a sales rep here, and they're saying, hey, don't forget us. You got a budget. I'm like, I know, but I'm tired. And but it is fun. We've got a good schedule for Thursday Night Lights. I know that you guys will have a great schedule at Spectrum Sports. Hey, has there been much of a change for you from Time Warner to Spectrum? Viewer, it doesn't seem like there's much.
No. We changed. The name change officially happened in January, and we've been great. We're still obviously extremely committed to high school. We'll be doing football every Friday. We'll be doing high school basketball in the winter. We're still doing summer baseball. You know, we still have those finals, which are coming up soon. We're doing the summer whole tournament on our air. And then Packers coverage, if anything, has ramped up. Brewers, I've been at Miller Park probably once a week. So, no, life is good over here at Spectrum. I still get a little crossed of which name. Because it was, you know, for me, it was 9 years as Time Warner Sports and Time Warner Cable Sports Channel. And it took a little getting used to, but now, no, Spectrum Sports, we're still good. Like you said, we're going to have those two games live. We'll have highlights of the 8-man game because our crew will be there. So we'll have highlights of that. And then, yeah, the two games next week are a highlight of the year for sure.
Well, I can't tell you, JP, how glad we are, the WFCA, that Spectrum Sports is continuing to televise these games. I was sort of a goal of mine to get the games on live and sort of a chance meeting with Mark Strakota way back when kind of was the beginning of this. In the past, the games were taped late, and, you know, the Brewers were always going to be on Saturday night and meant that the game wasn't going to be on. So we looked long and hard and fell into a great relationship with you guys. And we really thank everything that you and Bob Brainerd and Jason Cutter, everything you guys do for us. It's really added to the game.
It's so fun. I mean, it's such an easy thing. I know you guys have been talking about it, you know, for 2 hours now, and anybody listening probably knows, but it's just such an easy, fun event. The reason that I'm there, we have Bob Brainerd on the call and Matt Menzel this year assisting him. You know, the reason I'm there is just to talk to the kids, because this isn't a serious, win or lose game. This is a chance to show off, first of all, some amazing athletes. I mean, we have a bunch. I mean, I'm sure you've talked, we have kids that are going to Wisconsin, kids that are going even someplace like Carroll. Like, it always gets diminished, guys that aren't going to Division One. But think about, like, some of the guys going to Carroll or Oshkosh or just anywhere. Think about how good these players are. I mean, they're already better at football than I will ever be at anything. And so these kids are just such, first of all, good football players. But then, as we've talked about, with the angle with Children's Hospital, it's just insane the amount of money that these kids raise. I mean, I know right away I need to check whoever's there from Brookfield Academy. I think they have a streak of like 3 years in a row as a top fundraiser.
Yeah, so well, you know, the Francis brothers, you know, they did a heck of a job. I know their dad, Mike, very well. He's a good man. And they raised a lot of money.
Yep. I mean, just the fundraising aspect, everything you guys do with the opening ceremonies of the starting lineups, the parachuting in, like, it's such a, for us, it's such a no-brainer that we have to do this game. You know, we have to be a part of this because of everything that we want to do for high school and how fun it is for me to be able to meet all these kids. And again, you've talked about it, but getting their stories about becoming friends with their bitter rivals and stuff. Like, it's such a fun day. I just can't say that enough.
Man, J.P. Kadoran, hold on here. J.P. Kadoran, Bob Brainerd, J.P. Kadoran, Bob Brainerd, and Matt Menzel. That's like the Mount Rushmore right there, isn't it? Man, how do you beat that? Menzel,
you can't.
Man, I'm a big fan of Matt. I think he does a great job, and Bob and I've known each other a long time, and JP, that is the Mount Rushmore right there.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We love both those guys. Bob, you know, big time Bob Brainerd. He's the one who's going to yell and scream for every call and get you excited. And then if anybody who knows Matt Menzel knows that he will come fully prepared with like four notebooks full of notes on every kid and their relative and their grandma. I mean, he is just so unbelievably prepared. So we have two guys who are just going to know, you know, everything about these kids, and then I'll be down on the sideline getting the stories out of them. So, yeah, we think it's going to be a fun day.
I promise to keep you hydrated this year, JP, by the way, down there.
Yeah, you're fine. Normally I get I bring a good Gatorade thermos full of water, refill it. Sometimes during halftime I'll sit there on the bench, use their little misting fans if it's a hot one. I'm good.
You know, Matt Menzel, I could just hear the call. He'll be talking about Patrick English from Milwaukee Marquette, defensive back. When he was in fourth grade, he played in the junior, you know, this league. And in fifth grade, he moved from running back to, Menzel. He does more prep work than anybody that does this kind of stuff. So it's going to be great. Let's get you a break, JP. Can we hold you over for one more segment?
Absolutely.
That's awesome. This is the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Tom Swiddle. Our special guest, JP Cadoran, Spectrum Sports. Hey, Tom, before we get back to JP, there's a number of guys that have been in studio, pretty good friends, that have put a lot of time in. And you talked during the break. You said, look, I don't know if people understand, this is a year-long process.
Yeah, it is. This is, you know, this isn't something that's thrown together, you know, like now, a week before the game. This stuff has been going on for quite some time. It really is a year-long process leading up to every All-Star game weekend. And there's a lot of moving parts. I mean, there's just so many moving parts to this. And I just want to mention individuals who have really, really done the biggest share of the work, if you will, to put this game on. Obviously, Doug Sarver, our All-Star Game chairman. This is Doug's baby. He oversees this like a child, you know, like his own child, and does a tremendous job with all of the different things that are a part of this. Then you've got Dan Brunner. Dan is our All-Star Game banquet chairman. And, you know, our banquet on Friday is going to have over 1,000 people. It's at the Oshkosh Convention Center. You know, if everybody followed the instructions that Dan has for getting your tickets and your reservations for the banquet, I'm sure it would be a smooth thing, but it, you know, that rarely happens. So I know Dan puts in a lot of time with the banquet and his wife, Kathy. And then, of course, we've talked to her this morning, Sarah Montanati. All the things that Children's Hospital has done. I was the head coach for the South in 2007, the first year that we were associated with Children's Hospital. And to see how Children's Hospital, their involvement in the game from that point to what it is now, they do everything, like, you know, advertising and you know, the fundraising online and all the things that Children's Hospital has brought to this game. It's amazing. And I just want to mention those individuals because they've done so much.
And if you look at, again, where it was to where it is now, and then you get guys like JP and Spectrum Sports involved in Brainerd and now with Matt Menzel, it just adds so much to the event itself. And when you have a guy like JP saying, look, it's really a fun event for me, it makes it easy to work with guys like this. JP, thank you so much for what you do to this thing.
No, it's seriously fun. I mean, Coach was rattling off all those people, and that's part of what makes it so great. I mean, getting to see, you know, the smile on Coach Sarver's face. I'm not saying he smiles a lot, but when he does, it means something, right? Yeah. No, so getting to interact with him and Coach Swiddle and you big time, and that, like, it's friendships that we make through high school football and through this game, and it's a rite of summer that we're there. I just can't say enough how special it is. You guys talked about the banquet, the presentations and stuff that you've done throughout the week. Again, the kids sharing locker rooms and sharing stories and helmet stickers and all that stuff. It's for people who don't know, who are just browsing through these stations, it's seriously a special event, and we're beyond thrilled to be a part of it.
Hey, JP, when you get to game time, and I know that you've got an idea on some of the things that you want to do from the sidelines, but then something happens in the game or something special happens in the game, you're able to then pivot, right, and kind of go and do what you want to do as far as interviewing some of these kids?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, if somebody scores a touchdown or has a big defensive play or something like that, we want to talk to them. I'll talk to the coaches ahead of time to try and get a feel for some of their more impactful players maybe off the field, you know, guys that are really that really get it, that really understand the event, top fundraisers, anything like that. I mean, there's again, this is kind of showcasing these kids and giving them a chance to talk to really the whole state. That's the other cool part of this is that, you know, Spectrum, we're based out of Milwaukee and Green Bay now. But even before the merger, we're able to talk with La Crosse and Eau Claire and Wausau and get our signal out to other parts of the state. So other people are getting to hear this as well. So it really is a showcase.
You know, it's cool. Sometimes I get this chance on Thursday Night Lights sometimes. For the first time, somebody's putting a microphone in some of these high school players and asking them questions. And, you know, these are guys that when you see off to the side, they're kind of the guy and they're hitting everybody in the helmet. And then you put a microphone and they're like tongue-tied and they just look at you like, you got to be kidding. Don't talk to me on this stuff. I love that part. And it also gives these kids an experience that, you know, maybe 2 years from now they're playing college football and somebody's going to put that microphone and ask them questions. This gives them a jumping off point to get them comfortable with that.
It's my favorite, man. It never fails that I'll go to a football practice or something like that, and there's always kids trying to photobomb and always cheesing for the camera. And then when it comes time for an interview, coach might pick one of them, and then they just completely freeze on camera and they don't know what to do. But no, a lot of the time, these guys are so – again, it's such a fun event. They're so low-key. They're so relaxed. And let's be honest, I'm not Tom Brokaw up here. I'm not asking any hard-hitting questions. So they have fun with it. I still remember – I'll always remember this. Sam Gromacki was a kid from Catholic Memorial. He decided to wear a number to honor his friend who had just went into the military. He spray painted his hair red, white, and blue. He was a character. He was just so fun to talk to, and he was a guy that understood the meaning of the game so much. There's so many good stories out there, and I love that I get to tell them.
You know, last year on Thursday Night Lights, when I was talking to the coach before the game, he talked about his quarterback being one of the greatest communicators he'd ever had in the years that he had coached. He was the player of the game. I went to interview him, and he had nothing. And I said, young man, right out of the air, I said, your coach said that you're one of the greatest communicators he's ever had. He goes, yeah, not so much. And I thought, man, this is awesome. We get done, and the guy goes – the kid goes, was that being taped? And I said, no, that was live. He goes, so I don't get a second shot at that? I go, no, it's all done. He goes, I am so embarrassed. He goes, I didn't know that was coming. And all of a sudden, they pushed me to the front of the line, and you started talking to me. I said, well, you know, every once in a while, you got to be ready for something like that. So I like you, JP. I like that part for sure.
For sure. Yeah, so Coach Swiddle, if you still have your Brookfield connections, let Santiago Lloyd know I'm coming right for him in the first quarter. He's not escaping me.
I will text him today and let him know that he is going to be on.
Man, that's awesome.
The world needs to see him.
Yes.
Hey, JP, thank you so much. How's the family? Everybody's good?
Family's good. Kid is about 4 feet away from me, sleeping in the back seat of the car. So
how old is
he? I'm enjoying the heck of it. He's 2 and a half now.
Oh, man. I remember being
nice and mean.
I remember being on the sidelines when you said, hey, I got some news, man. My wife and I are expecting. That's
seriously.
Awesome.
That was 2014. Life has changed a little bit.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, you know what? Life has changed. It changes a lot, man. That's awesome. JP, thank you so much for a couple minutes of your time.
Thanks, JP.
Have a good time up in Oshkosh, and if I'm up there, I'll stop by and say hello.
Absolutely, boys. We'll see you soon. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. It's JP Cadoran, Spectrum Sports. And you can watch their games next week. 2 o'clock, the small schools. 6 o'clock, the large schools. Coach Swiddle, it's always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike. The work that you do with us is fantastic, and we really appreciate it.
Don't forget chw.org/WFCA if you want to give to this great cause. All the money stays right here for Children's Hospital. This is the Pick and Save. Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.